When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money. And today we're talking, are you a fool for paying your credit card in full?
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
So this is a place where we can be friends, right? We can talk, have an open, honest relationship. We can connect with each other, even if I don't know who you are, you know who I am, and I feel like I know you, even if I don't know you. And you know, the topic that we're dealing with today is one that is sure to ruffle a few feathers. There's always really strong opinions when it comes to a lot of these kind of core money topics, I feel, especially on Twitter. You probably don't pay attention to a lot of money tweets on Twitter, but I do, of course, and I follow a lot of people, and I always think it's interesting to see what their perspective is on a lot of these different topics that we talk about on the podcast and, you know, that are just kind of going on. And credit card debt is one of those big topics. And the topic of should you pay off your credit card in full every month is certainly an area that is just full of so many different opinions. Sometimes I just get like a really good laugh at listening to people. You know, I love that they're passionate about it, but sometimes people are like getting an all out, you know, internet arguments, I call them, because I don't know if they're actually arguments or not, but people are saying like some really heated things.
And I'm like, wait a minute, we're just talking about should you pay your credit card in full each month, right? Like, we're not talking about, you know, like the water crisis around the world, or we're not talking about starving children in Africa. You know, we're not talking about all the violence that's happening in the United States. We're talking about, like, should you pay your credit card bill in full? So it's really, I don't want to use the word funny because it's not funny, but it's just, it reminds me, I think, of how passionate people are about certain topics, personal finance. In fact, I just have to share this with you guys. So today I posted on my Facebook a link to the podcast where I talked about the three ingredient budget. And as somebody who I'm Facebook friends with, but not, you know, great friends. So it's like a friend of a friend, you know, and in fact, it's a new Facebook friend when I think about it. And, you know, I just said that was one of my favorite episodes. I like coming up with new ways to think about budgeting and trying to make this something that is at least approachable. And he fired back at me that, you know, I should know by now that budgeting doesn't work. It doesn't work in households. And, you know, he was basically saying that I was completely wrong. And normally I would probably just let it go, but I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to stick up for what I know works, and I'm going to explain my opinion, and I'm going to tell him that I totally disagree with him. So we met back and forth a few times, and it just sort of reminded me when I was coming up with the topic for this episode, just how passionate people are. And he wasn't wrong, but some of the things he was saying, I don't believe had anything to do with budgeting. They had to do with a lot of other stuff that's going on in our society. And I think that's the problem with money, is that a lot of times it's clouded by, you know, our societal norms or just the culture and society that we live in. And it's not that, you know, I have seen budgeting. I have seen people manage what they're spending their money on and do it better, and it radically changed their life. So I have physically, personally seen it happen many, 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 many times. So when I'm, you know, talking about the subject, and particularly if it's something like that that I'm passionate about, like, I've seen it work. So I know it works, you know, and I'll take that argument all day long because I believe it works. So anyway, going back to the point, you know, it's interesting to me that this topic, should you pay your credit card in full each month, is one where there is just so much tension. In fact, one of our listeners, Desmond, wrote me a question that I think really helped frame the idea for this episode. And he says, "Hey, Shauna, first, thanks so much for all you do for this. I'm an avid listener. I recently got into a disagreement with my father, who thinks I'm wrong for zeroing out all my credit cards each due date. He stated I needed to always show at least 30 to 40% usage at each due date. I have for the past several months been using all the credit cards in full and hoping this is not incorrect. Or sorry, paying all the credit cards in full and hoping this is not incorrect. He stated that showing 0% usage each month does not help with my credit score and won't help me get an increase at all due to the credit folks thinking the credit card is pretty much inactive. I just need to know if this is true. I don't want those crazy 20 to 30% interest charges each month, but I also don't want the credit folks to say that I'm not using my card because of the 0% usage. I use each card to the max currently and pay in full. Thank you so much for your advice on this." So Desmond, this episode is here for you, and hopefully for a lot of the other listeners as well, who probably, I know this is a common question, you know, and it's confusing. There's a lot of noise out there about, you know, should you pay your credit card in full? Should you not? Again, like, this is just a topic where there's so many different opinions, but I'm just going to say, like, I'm going to stick the sword in the ground, if you will, and I'm going to tell you that paying your credit card in full each month, paying it off, paying the balance off, is one of the smartest money moves you can make. Let's just throw out the credit score for a sec, all right? Let's just deal with paying off our credit cards. So if we're paying off our credit cards in full, right, we don't have to deal with compounding debt. And you've established a good money habit, which is something that is already hard for a lot of us to get to that point
where you're paying off your credit card in full. And if you have rewards credit cards that you're using, you're reaping the full value of those because you're paying them in full. So let me say this loud and clear in case you didn't catch it. Contrary to Wisetail, leaving a balance will not help your credit score. All it will do is cost you more money in the form of interest if you don't pay that credit card bill off, right? So a lot of times people have thought, oh, well, if I leave, you know, just a couple dollars, even if just $20 balance on my credit card, why would you leave a balance if you didn't have to leave a balance? Pay it off. The simple act of you using your credit cards every month, using them like a debit card and paying them off, that's good enough, right? That is good enough. It works for your credit score, and it also works for not having any interest. But let's just take a step back. Let's review our credit factors, because a lot of times I think people forget, you know, what goes into a credit score. And I'm sure it's not something you wake up in the middle of night thinking about, right? But I do. And so I want to bring you this info. So the number one thing that affects your credit score is, are you paying your credit cards on time? And this is 35% of your credit score. So it's a big, big piece. Just, hey, are you paying that payment on the due date or before the due date? Really important. If your credit score isn't great, this is the number one place to look. So number two is what Desmond talked about, credit utilization. And this is actually 30% of your credit score. And it's easy for you to remember because 30% is also the key number here. So what you want to do is keep your balance to 30% or less of the available balance. And that's why sometimes spreading out your credit card balance on two or three different credit cards will actually lower your utilization rate, right? Because you're spreading out that debt on more cards than just one credit card. And in essence, then it will boost your credit score. See how that works? So if we had one credit card, and let's say our available balance, available credit, is $1,000. And let's say we have a $900 balance on that card, right? We're virtually at like 100% utilization. Now, if we got one other card and we broke up that $900 to $450 and $450 on each credit card, we are lowering our utilization, because what we've done then is we've gotten more available credit, right? And we're using less of it on each credit card. See how that works?
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of The Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to The Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
All right, number three is length of credit. You can't change this one. This is literally how long have you had a credit card, your first piece of credit, whether it was a car loan, student loan, whatever it may be. Number four is credit mix. So if you think about, you know, when you go to the yogurt shop and you're mixing all these different toppings in, so it's what are the different forms of credit that you have? Because like a credit card looks different on a credit report than a student loan or car loan or home loan. They're all different types of credit. And the last is new credit. So how much new credit have you applied for in a very short period of time? So those are the five factors. But if you're looking to increase your credit score, number one, are you paying on time? And number two, are you keeping your credit utilization to under 30%? Those are the real keys there, right? So if you're using your credit card during the month and then you're paying it off at the end of the month, your credit utilization is zero, what Desmond was talking about, right? But it's not hurting you to pay that credit card off in full every month, because one of the factors for your credit score is not, are you leaving a balance on your credit card? That is not one of the five factors that makes up your credit score. So making these small purchases and then paying them off right away, it's going to keep your card active. Important. It's important to keep your card active and keep your balance way below your credit limit. This is going to demonstrate to those sneaky credit folks that you consistently are managing your debt, and it can also help increase your credit score. So yes, the credit bureaus are stinky, smelly, and we don't like them. I'm sure they're very nice people, but mathematically, they screw a lot of us up and cost a lot of us a lot of money. I'm sure that that's because we are spending more than we should. But nevertheless, they're still sneaky, sneaky, sneaky people. So that means that you actually do need to use your credit card. Did you hear? You actually do need to use your credit card. And that, again, is where people are probably going to start turning off the podcast and telling me that they completely disagree with me. But no, it's not true. You actually do need to use your credit card to keep your credit score high. So I have a story of a friend who was going to buy a house with her husband. She had no debt. She was perfect. No debt at all. You know, it was such a great, no student loans anymore. Just totally paid everything off. She was trying to buy a house. And when she went to get pre-approved for the mortgage, they said, well, your credit score is a little low. You might want to work on raising your credit score. And she was like, what? My credit score? How can my credit score be low? I have no debt at all. Well, that's the problem. She wasn't using her credit card. She was using her debit card. A debit card is not attached to your credit score. A debit card is attached to your bank. Two very different things, like apple and orange, right? So she had to get added onto her husband's credit card as an authorized user and use her credit card every single month, like Desmond was using, to build up her credit score. So it doesn't always make sense, you know, trying to figure out the best plan of attack doesn't always make sense. Credit scores don't always make sense. Sometimes you'll look at a credit report and it looks like somebody should have a really strong, healthy credit score, but you kind of have to dig down deeper into those five different factors and figure out what's going on with the score, because there's always something. There's something there. You know, it could simply be that you're just new to the credit card game. Maybe you just got your first credit card, or, you know, it hasn't been that long since you had your first piece of credit. So that could be influencing a lower credit score. Sometimes it might be that you've applied for a lot of different credit in a really short period of time. Like I'm talking 90, 60, 30 days, and maybe you've applied for like four or five different pieces of credit. Well, that is going to actually lower your score. But again, if you're really looking to raise your credit score, number one, just pay it on time. That's going to do a world of difference in your credit score, and do whatever you need to do to pay it on time. I'm a huge fan of auto pay. I know that makes some people really nervous to auto pay, but I'm somewhat of a forgetful person at times, and you know, I could easily forget to pay my credit card just mistakenly. So, if you do, don't panic. You know, as long as you catch the error, it's usually okay in a very short period of time. But you know, some people set reminders on their phone. Some people use Post-its. Do whatever you need to do to actually remember to pay your bills on time. But the credit utilization, that is really one of the key factors. And, you know, working hard to get your utilization down under 30% is going to do a lot for your credit card. Now, you know, in Desmond's situation, he's awesome. He's paying off the credit cards every single month. So, you know, credit utilization isn't a big deal for him because he's utilizing virtually 0% of his available credit. But if you're credit utilization is above 30%, and many of us are, and that's not the end of the world, but there are things you could do. You know, if you have a good credit score, maybe you could get a different kind of loan, a personal loan with a lower interest rate, maybe transfer some of that balance over.
Maybe you could get a card with a 0% offer. A lot of them now are having, 0% offers like 15 months and 20 months and, a long period of time. Or maybe you could call your credit card company and see about negotiating for a lower interest rate. All of these things when you're in debt and you're trying to just peek your head above the water and get out of debt, it's just a collection of all of these small things over a period of time that are going to help you save on interest rate. So whatever cash you can put towards the debt payoff, it's actually going to maximize your debt payoff. And it's not, keeping you on that treadmill that so many of us feel like we're on when we're dealing with credit card debt and, where you just can't seem to get anywhere. But just to say it again, as we wrap up this episode, are you a fool to pay your credit card balance in full every month? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Again, if you can pay your credit card bill off, do it. But also make sure that you're using your credit card, that even if you are so adverse to credit cards, put $20 at Starbucks on that credit card, pay it off every month, because that's showing the credit bureaus that you are utilizing your credit in a smart way. So whether you're like Desmond and you're taking that cash, you're paying it off every month, or you're just charging a small little purchase on your credit card and paying it off every month, you're showing the credit bureaus that you are actively engaged in your credit, which I know sounds ridiculous. It sounds crazy even that it comes out of my mouth, but that's the actual truth, and that's what's going to keep your credit score high. And then the question comes, why do you care if your credit score is high? Well, your credit score doesn't have to be the highest score. In fact, I always say don't break your neck trying to get a crazy super high score. It doesn't even make sense. But, credit score dictates interest rates. And so that's going to make a difference when you go buy a car, when you are trying to get a new credit card, when you're trying to get a loan, when you're trying to buy a house, all of those purchases. Hey, even when you're trying to, rent an apartment, a lot of times they're looking at credit score, and that factors in how much money you have to put down for the rent deposit. So there are a lot of different factors where your credit score makes a difference. So it really is advantageous to do whatever you got to do. Tell the credit bureaus how much you don't like them. Whatever you need to do to vent in a good way, in a nice way, in a very loving way to the credit bureaus. But, take ownership over this stuff because it's going to make a huge difference. And at the end of the day, saving you money just helps you grow more money. And more money leads to more options in life. And those are things that we all love. So Desmond, thanks so much for your question. This was such a solid, awesome question to ask. And I think very, very timely. And you can tell your father that Shauna says you are paying off you're paying off your credit cards every single month, and you're putting yourself in a really smart financial situation. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to that link in the show notes to leave us a review.